You are listening to A True Church Perspective from the Macedonia Baptist Church family. We pray that this message is a true blessing to you.
I would like for you to go with me to the book of Philippians. Chapter number 3. If you have time later, I would like for you to read verses 1 through 8, but for time's sake, I'm going to read verses 7 and 8. That is Philippians chapter number 3, verses number 7 and 8. And I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And it reads as follows. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. And for a few moments this morning, I would like to talk to you on the subject, Paul's formula for success. I said Paul's formula for success. Y'all don't hear me today. I said Paul's formula for success. We are living in a day and time where folks are not taking God serious. We're living in a day and time where people are leaning to their own understanding. But I stopped by to let you know today that if you lean to your own understanding, there's a consequence. And the consequence is a place called hell. Can I get an amen up in here today? Amen. We're living in a day and time where folks want to have itching ears, where they want to name it and claim it, where they want to say that God does not want you to be poor, but Jesus said you will have the poor with you always. We're living in a day and time where folks just want to go and have a microwave service. Y'all don't hear me today. Service for 45 minutes and 60 minutes and you're out the door. But I stopped by to let you know today that there's a formula for spiritual success. All of us have a priority list. And that priority list is based on your age and your stage of development. For a lot of our young black African-American males, amen, their priority is to play video games, drink some beer, smoke some weed, and stay at home and chill all day long. But if you're a good Christian wife, your priorities is God first, husband number two, children number three. If you're a good Christian husband, amen, your first priority is God first. Amen. Wife second. Amen. Children third. Then comes the church. If you're a young person today, your first priority ought to be God first. Amen. Parents second. Amen. Education and church is right together. Can I get an amen? I stopped by to tell you today that all of us have a priority list. Amen. But I stopped by to tell you that the first thing on your priority list ought to be Jesus. Can I get an amen up in here? Amen. Everyone's priority list is different based on your circumstance, family, mom and dad, brothers and sisters, friends, reputation, health, and etc. But the number one thing in your life ought to be Christ. And when I say Christ, I'm talking about a Christian walk. And I'm talking about a Christian talk. I stopped by to tell you this morning that nothing ought to come before Jesus. And boy, the Bible gives you a formula to have a successful life, and that is to know Christ. Can I get an amen? We don't want to adhere to the formula in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Where the writer said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not to thy own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I stop by to tell you, it confuses me today when folks say that they love God, but they don't want to go to church regularly. It confuses me today when people say they love God, but don't want to pay their tithes and their offerings. It confuses me when people say that they love God, but they're still cussing like a sailor. It confuses me when people say that they love God, but they're still drinking alcohol. Getting drunk, hooked on crack, watching porn, and still standing in the lottery line. That confuses me. But I stop by to tell you, there's a formula in the book of Philippians, for a spiritual life. Now listen, the Bible says in Hebrews 10 and 25. Amen. If you have your Bible, if you don't mind, would you turn to that book for me? In Hebrews 10, 25, Paul said, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. It confuses me when folks decide to stay home at Bedside Baptist Church. It confuses me when people say, I don't need to go to the real physical church. I can just streamline it on the internet. It confuses me. But I stop by to tell you, how you gonna argue with the word of God? It says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves. Well, somebody may say, who is ourselves? The ourself is the spiritual church. Those individuals that have been called out of darkness into the marvelous light. Those who went to a meeting one night and their heart wasn't right, but something got a hold of them. They looked at their hands and their hand looked new, looked at their feet and they did too. I'm talking about those who don't walk the same, don't talk the same. They don't dress the same, they don't act the same, because a change has come over them. Paul made it very clear that we cannot forsake the assembly of ourselves together. Unless you're very, very sick. Unless the doctor say you can't go out. And then sometime you just got to go with Dr. Jesus instead of the MD. Can I get an amen up in here? All I'm trying to tell you, it's important to go to church. It's important to attend church on a regular basis. Now listen here, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves. You don't expect to find Christians, in the club. Y'all don't hear me. You don't expect to find Christians in the casino. Can I get an amen? You don't expect to find the Christians leaning to their own understanding, doing this and doing that. But when you come to the house of the Lord, that's where you expect to find Christians. Can I get an amen? Oh, I stopped by to tell you, I'm feeling mighty good this morning. I want to let you know that we must stay on the battlefield for the Lord. I know it gets a little hard sometimes. I know the way get a little dark sometimes. But you got to hang on in there. And you have to follow Paul's formula for success. Now listen here, y'all, Paul was a unique individual. For the Bible tells us, Philippians 1 through 6, that Paul, was circumcised on the eighth day. He was the stock of Israel. He was from the tribe of Benjamin. He was a Hebrew of a Hebrew. And when it comes to touching the law, he was a Pharisee. He had these six characteristics that made him stand out from the others. Y'all don't hear me? I stop by to tell you, Paul was a great man. But Paul said in the scripture text, he said, yea, doubtless. That means there's no doubt about it. That means yes, everything. That means yes, all things. That I count things loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Ain't God all right today? Listen here, because of Paul's conversion, he lost some friends. He lost his career. He lost his connectedness. You know, he used to be the man. Some of you men, you used to call yourself, yeah, I was the man. But listen here, one day, on the road to Damascus, y'all don't hear me? Jesus popped up and changed Paul's whole life. I wonder, can I get a witness here today? Did Jesus step in your life one day? And didn't he change your life? Didn't he turn you around? I stop by to tell you that there is a formula to success. Y'all don't hear me? I want to let you know that serving the Lord is not easy. It gets hard sometimes. Serving the Lord, it get a little perilous sometimes. But listen, let me tell you, I made up my mind that I'm going all the way with Jesus. Well, when you look in the book of Luke, chapter number 9, verse number 57, and it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus told him, he said, foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the man of God don't have anywhere to lay his head. I stop by to tell you that being on the Lord's side is not easy. It's very challenging. Y'all don't hear me? And then in the 60th verse, Jesus said unto him, the 59th verse, Jesus, and said unto another, Jesus said, follow me, but he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. Can I get an amen? That just tells me that Jesus have priority over everything. For the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things he'll add unto you. Y'all don't hear me? You can have success if you just follow the formula. Can I get an amen? Jesus must be number one in your life. And I want to ask you a question. How can Jesus be number one when you don't read your Bible, when you don't pray and don't fast? How can Jesus be number one if you don't say thank you, Jesus, first thing in the morning? How can Jesus be number one when you go to your Burger King and your Big Boys and you won't even bow your head and say your blessing because you are ashamed? But I stop by to let you know that Jesus say, if you ashamed of me in this sinful and adulterous generation, that I will be ashamed of you. Ain't the Lord, ain't he all right today? I tell you that Paul, he lost a lot of things because he accepted Jesus as his personal savior. Listen, let me tell you, if you're having a lot of problems, the first thing you ought to do is check in and make sure that your vertical relationship is in line, because when you're in line with God, that horizontal, it'll fall in line. That husband relationship, that wife relationship, that job situation, it'll fall in line. If you got to hook up with God, ain't God good? Ain't he all right? I stopped by to tell you that before Paul met Jesus, he was full of pride. He was a Jew. He was educated. He had a reputation. But yet in our scripture text, he say, yea, doubtless, I count all those things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Listen, I stop by to tell you, being loyal to your husband and wife, being loyal to your job, getting an education, is nothing wrong with those things, as long as you have Christ first in your life. Can I get an amen? Ain't the Lord all right? Ain't God all right? I stopped by to tell you that it's getting late in the evening and the sun is going down, and you better make sure you're headed to glory land. You better make sure you have your ticket stamped to glory land. Well, I'm going to tell you a story. When my daughter was born, when we thought that her water had broke, it wasn't the water. It was a pool of blood. The placenta had snatched away. We went down to the hospital. They did an emergency and removed her from a C-section. Y'all don't hear me? The doctor came to me, Pastor, and said, your daughter, she's very sick. Good God Almighty, he was preparing me for my daughter to die. Y'all don't hear me, but I knew a doctor in heaven who called Dr. Jesus. Y'all don't hear me. My wife was in the hospital, and that Sunday morning, I got up, Pastor, and I went to church. Y'all don't hear me. What you mean, Pastor? You went to church. Wasn't your daughter in ICU? Y'all don't hear me. But I went to church. I went to church that morning, and I prayed for my Jasmine. My pastor prayed for my Jasmine. The church prayed for my Jasmine. Y'all don't hear me. And when I got back to the hospital, I went and got Carol. We went down to the ICU, and the nurse said, I'm glad to see you. Don't you know that your daughter, she took a turn for the worse? Y'all don't hear me, but we tried this new blood pressure medication, and since we gave her that new medication, she's been doing all right. Y'all don't hear me. Ain't the Lord all right today? I stopped by to tell you, I was in the Lord's house when my daughter was in ICU, because I believe there's something about coming to God's house. Y'all don't hear me, because Jesus said that my house shall be called the house of prayer, and prayer moves the hand that moves the world. Can I get an amen? Paul said, I count all these things as dung to know the knowledge of Jesus Christ. I stop by to tell you, I'm so glad I've got that knowledge of Jesus Christ. Listen, I haven't been a perfect husband. I haven't been a perfect father. I haven't been a perfect pastor. I haven't been a perfect friend. But one thing I can say, I'm better. I'm not what I used to be, and I'm not what the devil wants me to be. I stop by to tell you, I feel like Paul today. I count all those things as dung. I count all those things as doo-doo. Y'all don't hear me. I stop by to tell you that some of you, you won't. You want to win a brand new car. Some want to win a diamond ring. Some want to win a vacation to Hawaii. Some want to win a brand new car. Some want to win a new fur coat. Some want to win. But listen, let me tell you, I just want to win Jesus. I just want to win Jesus. I just want to win Jesus. I stop by to tell you that a winner never quit and a quitter never wins. One Friday, my Jesus went to Calvary. Nails in his hands, nails in his feet. One Friday, can't you see him stretched out on Calvary Mountain? One hand toward the beginning, one hand toward the end, one hand toward time, one hand toward eternity. Can't you see him stretched out on Calvary Mountain? Can't you see him? Nails in his hands, nails in his feet. Can't you see him between two thieves? And they tell me when they hung him up on the cross that the men came by. If you the Christ, come down. If you be the Christ, come down. But he stayed. He stayed right there. He stayed right there till the sun refused to shine. He stayed right there until he quoted the 22nd Psalm. Eli, Eli, labathamathani. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? All the sins of the world, they were laid on Jesus. He died. Yes, he died. He died and put him in a bound man's grave. He stayed there for 3 days and for 3 nights. But early, good God Almighty, early, good God Almighty, early, early Sunday morning, before the S-U-N came out, the S-O-N stepped out on Resurrection Rock and said, all power, all power, all power, pop, 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 power is in my hands. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? I just stopped by to tell you, I ain't trying to win the mega jackpot. I ain't trying to win the lottery. I won Jesus when I was 8 years old. I won Jesus. Can you tap somebody and say, I won? I won Jesus. I feel like going on Southfield telling a dying world, I won Jesus. I won Jesus. I won Jesus. Anybody here, did you win Jesus? Paul said, I won Jesus. And listen, when you win Jesus, folks look at you funny. When you win Jesus, they look at you funny. Because sometimes you're running. Y'all don't hear me, you're running. Why you running? You're running. Why you running? I'm running. Why you running? Ain't nobody chasing me. Ain't nobody chasing me. Because I got Jesus on my side. I got joy in my heart. I won. I won Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. I won Jesus. I won Jesus. I won Jesus. I don't walk the same and I don't talk the same. I won. I won, Pastor. When it's all said and done, when you hear my home going, don't worry. Don't worry about me. Just another soldier
on my way home. I won. Yeah, I won. You're talking about a jackpot. When I accepted Jesus Christ, I hit the jackpot. Y'all don't hear me. I won. Now, can you say the same thing? Have you won? Have you won? Have you won? Don't fool me now. They used to sing a song, if you get to heaven before I do, save a seat for me. That's foolishness, y'all. That's foolishness. I can't save a seat for you. You have to save a seat for yourself. And pastor, sometimes I can't sleep at night, because I'm wondering, are my sheep really saved? Matthew 7:21, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom. Are you saved today? Have you been changed? Have you really won? Well, that's between you and God. But Jesus said, you shall know them by the fruit that they bear. Paul's formula for success. Count all things lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. If you have that knowledge one day, grandmama used to sing a song, let Jesus lead you. He's a mighty good leader. He'll lead you from earth to glory, from labor to rest. But you have to follow the formula. The knowledge of Christ Jesus, for whom I've suffered the loss of many things, but I count them all as dung, that I may win. I may win. I may win Jesus. Paul's formula for a spiritual success, his blueprint, his prescription, his description, his method, his way. Now, I didn't say it'll make you happy. Pastor say, if you want to be happy, get you a happy meal. Y'all don't hear me today. But if you want spiritual success, accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. May God bless you, and may God keep you.
We hope you enjoyed this message today, and we pray that it was a true blessing to you. If you are interested in learning more about Pastor Charles D. Twyman and the Macedonia Baptist Church family, you can reach out to us at www.mbcdet.com. Thank you, and God bless you.